21 is deferred. Item number 22 is deferred. Item number 23 is deferred. So that brings us to item number 24. PR 2020-004548, SD 2021-0052, preliminary and final plat, and VA 2021-00071, sidewalk waiver, and Kadir Kim and Patrick J. McGee. And this is lot 27 and 28, Volcano Cliffs Subdivision, zoned R1D, located at 6201 and 6205 Papagayo Northwest, between Aldorete and the Petroglyph National Monument. And I think this one, I don't believe we have any members of the public signed up to speak on this. If there are, however, please do not hesitate to speak out or raise your hand. I am not seeing anyone. If you two would like to go ahead and present your case, and then I think we're going to have some, I think there's going to be some discussion on this one.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Do you both swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. All right.
So we're here to request for a final plat. We did have our sketch plat hearing earlier, late October, and also to get the sidewalk waiver approved. We did get back the comments from Jay last night and looked through them. So we have some questions on those, but we are looking for a final plat and sidewalk to start our building.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. Let's go through board comments and then we can have some discussion.
Good afternoon. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. We have no objection to the sidewalk waiver and we have no objection to the preliminary final plat. For information only, the sewer line in front of this property is a 2-inch force main, which typically requires a pump connection. Thank you.
Code enforcement?
Carl Vessio with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections or comments.
Okay. Just to clarify, code enforcement has no objection to the plat or the waiver.
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Parks?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. So we have that this property is adjacent to open space, which makes it subject to section 52J, proximity to open space, and 52C, sensitive lands. And then in 52J2A, a single loaded street or a 45 foot landscape buffer is required, which would require discussion with the open space superintendent just to make sure that she's okay with the buffer. But in this case, it does seem to make more sense that way. So we were having there was discussion about this property and how, you know, the history of it was that maybe that similar type of buffer wouldn't have been required. But as it stands now, that's the current regulation. So I was wondering, you know, when I was looking at your plat, or I think it was your site plan, it didn't seem to be dimensioned, the distance between the building and the property line. And I think the image that is shown on the screen is a little confusing because when you get out to that part of town, the alignment of the city parcels layer and the Bernalillo County parcels layer do not line up. So I think the way it would look is that that green part, which is the major public open space, is actually adjacent to the east. It's just that the open space layer is aligned with the Bernalillo County parcel layer. So what you would want is to have the 45 foot extend into the property from the east property line, which would be like a landscape buffer. So I'm just, before we go forward, I guess to figure out like how we, you know, this will be handled. I was wondering if you might already have that distance.
I'm not sure if we thoroughly understood. So you've drawn a line in there. Is that correct?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. What I'm saying is that the layers and aegis are not aligned properly. So I didn't draw these lines. That's just how it shows in our mapping.
This is J. Rowe. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just jump in for a second. So I just want to point out, like, this is the boundary in our county parcel database, which shows it going smack dab to the middle of this residence. It's off by, I would guesstimate, at least 20 feet. And I was going to bring up, you know, you have, it looks like, according to my depiction here, which is based on the parcel boundaries, it looks like it's split zoned and part of its major, you know, open space. But in fact, I believe, you know, it's just the parcel boundaries are off quite a bit in this part of the city.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That's what I was trying to say as well, that it looks like the way that the green would be a different zone, but it also represents the open space property. But it actually, if you shifted that all to the east, those lines should match. So really it's your eastern property line that matches with the green, the new zone. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Yeah, I guess our overall question was, and of course we've spoken to a few people this morning after we got these notes last night. When you say please dimension on plat, our surveyor and I spoke this morning, are you saying just to draw a line across what he submitted showing 45 feet
of landscape buffer?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Yes, that's what we would prefer, is to see where the 45-foot line would be, like, so that would then create a buffer from the major public open space lot. So right, wherever that 45-foot line ends, that would be where you can start your building.
And that was our question, and this is Ann speaking. You know, looking back, and I will say we didn't quite thoroughly understand in reading this, and certainly didn't interpret it correctly prior, you know, to working on our project. But if we're to understand right, and our first project was to have purchased one lot, and then we had to add the lot behind it to accomplish what our goals were for our family, our son and us, who will be there forever, a one story with some space for, you know, a guest quarters. So if we had just purchased the one lot, which was 100 feet long, 50 feet across, is that correct? That's half the lot was eaten away, half the lot gone. And this occurred in 2020, November. Prior to that, we went in thinking we have 20 or so feet that we had to set back, which was just fine with us because we enjoyed the open space and intended to have a big side yard, if you call it that. I call it our front yard, but a big area in front. So did we interpret this right? You're saying a fourth of our property is now allocated to just landscaping, which of course we'll do in accordance with the Albuquerque palette. We intended to plant palette.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. The IDO was amended in November, and this was a request by the Open Space Advisory Board, and then then afterward approved by council and became part of the amended IDO. Mm-hmm. So it did affect that any properties that are on the border of open space and, you know, private property. I mean, one thing we could look at is when this open space property was acquired by the Open Space Division and how those dates affect it. But I don't have information about that right now. And from what I understand, most of the acquisitions happened before the IDO was implemented, and therefore the IDO does affect all of the properties that I am aware of.
Yes, so again, and this is Anne, our interpretation is correct. You're saying all of this would be, according to what Open Space wanted, would be landscape. Does that, and I guess you wouldn't know, but would that include the front porch? I call it a porch. What is it? The front patio, the side patio outside of our house is probably 12 feet or something. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be, that is not okay. It's, or is that okay? Is that outside? Can the house start?
Well, this is Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Rec again. What the way that it is written is that it would be a landscape buffer, meaning that only the only thing in there is landscape. However, the open space division does actually prefer a boundary wall or fence. So I guess that would be one question. Like, is there already going to be a boundary? And then because that might be a discussion with them, like whether or not they would permit maybe this like lower wall within the landscape buffer area. But another option I suppose would be to go through the variance process. I think since your property is so small, like you were saying, it eats up a large portion of that property, that you could say that that's the exceptionality of the parcel and do it that way. But I know that's an extra process. So I think the answer is that it's not something that can be decided at this moment, and that maybe we would have to discuss it outside of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. So this is Maggie Gold. I'd like to, if this is okay, and I don't mean to cut anybody off, but let's go through the rest of the board comments, and then I understand that I think basically the board is going to have some kind of offline discussion. I think we're going to have some discussion with our code enforcement and legal colleagues as well. So if it's acceptable, let's go through hydrology and transportation comments and then see where we are.
Great. Yes.
Okay, if that's acceptable, then hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Grading drainage plan for this site has been submitted for building permit and is waiting approval of this replat prior to approval of that grading and drainage plan.
Thank you. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation approves the sidewalk waiver action and has no objection to the plat.
Thank you. And this is Maggie Gold for planning. So planning feels that the applicant has fully justified the waiver. And planning has no objection to the plat. The plat will need the application number and utility signatures. And those utility signatures are going to be required prior to routing for the DRB. So, and this is Maggie Gold again. At this point, if Nicole Sanchez has any comments that she would like to share, that would be lovely. Or if Nicole would rather wait until we have met more on this, I think that's fine as well.
This is Nicole Sanchez. Thank you, Maggie. The only thing I was thinking about is the applicants just mentioned that they are consolidating these lots to create one lot to build a guest house.
Oh no, this is Anne. A single story home, and I didn't mean guest house, spare room. So we just wanted more room for as we grow. We intend to live there for. So,
okay. I'm not entirely clear if that means, does that mean a separate building? Because that might be something that planning might want to advise the applicants differently if that's the intent.
No,
before
no.
They finalize this plat.
No, it's all one continuous home with their bedroom.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Okay. This is Maggie Gold again. So it sounds like there are some issues that the city would like to have a little bit of discussion about on this plat. And I am wondering if it makes sense to defer this project for a week to allow us to do a little more research and to talk to both our legal and our code enforcement colleagues. And if Ms. Sommerfeld, if you have any comment on that, that's also appropriate. Yes.
I just want to get this answered if you have the answer. Do you know the distance between the edge of the home to the property line at this time?
Currently it's platted at 38 feet.
clarify.
That's not to the porch wall, that's to the actual home?
That's to the porch wall. To the actual home is about 45 feet.
Okay.
So 38 feet to the porch wall and 45 feet to the home?
Yeah, to the actual porch wall, yeah.
Okay. How tall is the porch wall?
Actually, the porch doesn't have a wall right now. It's just a concrete slab, but it has an overhang from the roof.
Okay. So that might work, but what about a boundary wall at the property perimeter? I don't see anything in the street view. Are you expecting there to be anything?
Yeah, we do. And it'll be a visible one, you know, with just a wrought iron that you can see through.
Okay. Do you expect that there will be a wrought iron perimeter wall and that that porch area will not have a wall?
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to get that information okay. So that I could pass that along. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Anne. Wanted to mention one more thing to disclose. We did put a call in this morning, and I spoke very briefly to Colleen Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And, we forwarded over your comment to her because, as the IDO said, speak with that. And we wanted to just get a head start since this process, we're anxious to get started. So we did send that to her, but we have not heard back. So.
Oh, yes. And I sent these comments also to Tricia Keffer, who's the open space planner, and she usually works as Colleen's delegate. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll have to discuss this with them. Yes.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Any additional board comment? And do you have anything further, Anne?
I think we're okay. It was just this, which is just obviously highly stressful, and we wanted to resolve so we could start. But that's
certainly
that was
certainly.
It. And we do appreciate. I had dealt with Ms. Wolfenberger quite a bit to submit the sidewalk waiver, and I really appreciate dealing with her. And it was real efficient. The process seemed to go real well, so I appreciate all of
thank you.
And Jay and
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Maggie Gould, and yes, I would agree. Ms. Wolfenberger is awesome. And do we have a motion to defer item number 24 to the meeting of Ms. Sommerfeld? Do you feel like April 7th is enough time to coordinate with Open Space?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think that's fine to coordinate with Open Space, but I do wonder if there's going to need a determination on what the landscape buffer means, what that definition means. That would probably be the ZO.
Yeah, that's
time for.
This is Maggie Gould. We I think we can talk to the ZEO, and I think we can talk to legal. Okay. If there is a motion, so do we have a motion to defer item number 24 to the DRB meeting of April 7th.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, a second.
Excellent, please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So there is a consensus vote to defer item number 24, project number PR 2020-004548 to the meeting of April 7th. And thank you so much, both of you, for your patience. This was a crazy long meeting today.
Yeah. Thank you.